Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Sunday morning edition of the News and Focus program. This is Pastor Sean from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Just minutes before our 8:30 worship service, Rick Warren, uncertain if homosexual behavior is sinful, says gays go to heaven. November 29th, 2012, by Heather Clark, and the article can be found on ChristianNews.net. Controversy is stirring over recent comments made by Rick Warren, author of the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, and the megachurch leader of Saddleback Church in California, who stated that homosexual behavior, and I quote, might be sinful, and that he believes homosexuals go to heaven. During an interview this week with Huffington Post, Warren was asked by Mark Lamont Hill if having romantic feelings for a member of the same sex is sin. Leading up to the question, Warren was explaining that he doesn't hate homosexuals and that people should disagree politely on the subject of homosexuality. He says, I have many, many, many gay friends and have worked around the world with them in gay organizations to try to stop AIDS, he said. We're doing World AIDS Day this weekend at Saddleback. My wife and I have given millions of dollars to help people with AIDS and have worked with gay organizations on that. What about the love part, though? I heard about the AIDS part, asked Hill. It's not illegal to love somebody, Warren replied. It's not illegal. What an answer. But you think it's sin, Hill asserted. No, it's not a sin to have to love somebody. No, it's not sin to love somebody, Warren said. It might be a sin to have sex with them, he added. It might be. Why are we playing these games with words? However, just moments prior, Hill aired a clip from an interview that Warren participated with Pierce Morgan this week, where Warren presented a slightly different answer. I think the jury is still out on that, on the question of whether a person can be born a homosexual. It wouldn't bother me if there was a gay gene, because here's what we know about life. I have all kinds of natural feelings in my life, and not necessarily mean that I should act on every feeling. Warren stated during his interview with Hill that he believes sex outside of marriage is always sinful, however, and that he obtains his view from the Bible. I make no bones about it. I'm an evangelical pastor, so my source of authority is what does the Bible say about it. However, people will have other sources of authority. Really? What other sources of authority are out there? Or different readings of the Bible, Hill injected. Or different readings. That's very true, Warren agreed. Later during the interview, when Hill asked Warren if he believes homosexuals go to hell, he replied that they will not. Isn't that interesting? I wonder how Rick Warren reconciles that with the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians and in Romans. No, not because they're gay, he said. We go to hell because we choose to reject the grace of God. Isn't that interesting? That's not what the Bible teaches. That is not what the Bible teaches. We go to hell because we are sinners. Our sin takes us to hell. When asked what happens to a homosexual that accepts Jesus, Warren responded enthusiastically, he's going to heaven, he declared, without a doubt. Warren is not the first evangelical to make assertion, however. Earlier this year, mega church author and speaker Joel Osteen similarly told popular talk show host Oprah that he also believes homosexuals are saved. Will a gay person be accepted into heaven as you see it? Oprah asked Osteen. Craig Gross of Triple X Church also made statements in July that he doesn't think God would send homosexuals to hell. Why do they, religious people, believe that gays go to hell? But the fat preacher who builds some of the largest churches in the world makes it to heaven? However, many Christians view statements such as these as a compromise against the Word of God. The concept of a gay Christian is an oxymoron in light of numerous scriptural instances wherein homosexual behavior is forbidden, Alex Mason, policy analyst for the Family Policy Network, told Christian News Network. One cannot live in a continual state of unrepentant sin while calling themselves a Christian. And if you're not about this, just read 1 John. Just read 1 John 5, and it will be abundantly clear to you. Just find a simple translation of 1 John and read the 5 chapters, and you will have no doubt convincing yourself that people who are saved do not in sin. That's not to say Christians can't struggle with sin, including sexual sin, he continued. The Christian life is a constant struggle against sin, and just some Christians struggle with lust. Others may struggle to defeat homosexual lust. Peter Libero, the president of the American for Truth About Homosexual Agreement, stated that he was shocked at Rick Warren's comments. You don't want to give the impression that it's fine and dandy to live in the homosexual lifestyle as long as I believe in Jesus. That is absolutely true. You know, at this point, 6 minutes of this podcast, it seems most appropriate just to pause right now and read the Word of God and to look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and to hear the words of the Apostle Paul when he says in verse number 9, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." Why are we telling people that which we cannot substantiate from the Word of God? Mason, whose ministry operates the website hopeforhomosexuals.com, stated that Warren should have explained his beliefs further so as to not jeopardize the eternity of valuable souls. Warren failed to define what it means to accept Christ, leaving viewers with the notion that a person can simply express belief in Jesus' existence without turning away from sins he died to lament. And the reason why Warren did not add that clarification is because Warren does not believe. I have watched on Christmas where Warren seems to always be selected by Fox News to explain what it means to believe in the gospel. And Warren often uses the Christmas box illustration in which salvation is just a gift and all you have to do is open the box. And that cannot be reconciled with, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish," Luke chapter 13. Libero also told Christian News Network that he thinks Warren is treading into very dangerous territory by insinuating that the issue of homosexual behavior is a gray area. "What part of Romans 1 doesn't Rick Warren understand? It's so clear," he said. "When you make statements like these, you end up losing the biblical sense. The biblical sense is that this is an abomination." Mason agreed and outlined that sin needs to be taken seriously by those who wear the name of Christ. Christians should not for one moment hesitate when asked about behaviors that Scripture clearly calls sinful, he said. "It is impossible for anyone to legitimize or to make holy what God himself has called unholy." The Apostle Paul did not hesitate to faithfully echo God's standards in his letter to the Corinthians, wherein he included in a long list of sins that will keep people from the kingdom of God, including the sin of homosexuality, and I have already read that verse to you. Libero said that Warren should not only have called homosexual behavior sin, but should have gone deeper into the root issue. "It is also sinful to lust after another man," Libero said. "We cannot advocate sin as believers, and we have to think about how that person that's struggling with homosexuality is going to hear this." There is no biblical basis for his statements. I think Rick Warren needs to retract that "might be" statement and clarify it. If he does not retract it, he has fallen into error. Rick Warren has a heart for lost souls, but he seems fearful he'll offend people he might otherwise lead to salvation by telling the truth about their sins. And the question becomes, why will they need to go to a Savior if they are not sinners? And as long as we do our very best to make sure nothing is a sin and everything is acceptable, there is no need to repent. And if I don't repent, I don't need to embrace the gospel, because I cannot embrace the gospel without turning to Christ. And turning to Christ is turning from sin. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great Lord's Day.